yawn.
It's because you're a coward.
Yeah, well,
I, recorded or not, don't like saying that word.
I don't either.
It's a...
Daniel's apparently real loose with it.
Loosey-goosey, bro. Loosey-goosey.
I quoted one person once, and I'm branded for life.
Yeah,
come
but
on
you
now.
Said it a second time after that.
Well, you know. You know, the thing is, it's one of those things that sticks and stones, and people get all worked up about this, like they get worked up about many really silly things when there's serious stuff going on. True. And if anybody gets offended, we don't want to necessarily offend people except journalists and politicians, which we will offend with insufficient regularity.
Well, the stupid thing is, it's a special word that only some people can say.
Well, there's that.
You know, and God forbid you say it, because...
Racism!
Racism abounds. Not allowed to do anything like that. Just one group of people is.
Dude, I'm almost more pumped about that button as I was about the hot drinks button.
It's pretty fun.
Fuck me.
Racism!
Yeah, that comes in pretty hot.
It's fun.
I love it.
I figured that got the point across.
Yeah, you know.
A sweet, tasty guitar lick on top of it.
It's true. It makes it nice. It's
can't
fun.
Go wrong.
It's a good time.
Can't go wrong at all.
It's a good time, bud.
Just like you can't go wrong for choosing to listen to us. And why don't you go ahead and send us an email at timeforanotherpodcast@gmail.com. Look us up on our website, timeforanother.com. Don't be racist.
Ooh, that's racist.
And we're live from the Best Basement Podcast in beautiful Boise, Idaho.
Thank you.
Thick Bone Boys coming at you. I am the vice president of the podcast, Big J, to the right of me, the president himself, the thickest of the Bone Boys, Brent.
Thicker and bonier than ever.
Across the table from him, osteoporosis has set in. His bones are nowhere near as thick as they should be. He needs more calcium in his diet, but that's just an age thing. It's nothing personal.
Drink some milk.
Minister for Culture,
never.
Daniel.
Hi, I'm cultured and I don't drink milk.
Just buttermilk. It's that's
no,
your
not buttermilk.
Buttermilk
straight
sprinkle
from the tit. Have a cow in my backyard.
I would just soon drink canal water. I'd say, oh, jeez.
No, I'd rather drink the milk. The milk's not going to give you a Giardia or any other god awful fucking things that are going to make your ass explode.
Dysentery, bro. That's how everyone in the Oregon
it's
Trail
terrible.
Died.
Terrible. I was watching a video the other day of a guy that was like dumping raw sewage into a river.
Oh, no.
And a guy downstream from him, like close enough that he should have smelled it, was bathing in the river. And I was like, well, that's why America's better than the rest of the world, because raw sewage.
Yeah. Well, and you know, that must have been a weird feeling, having a turd bump in your back and saying, well, what kind of fish was...
You think they would have noticed, but I mean, whatever. I guess if it makes you happy.
Of course, I've never had a turd bump into my back, so I'm just imagining.
We can make that happen, Daniel.
I don't know, man. There's a lot of weird people out there. They're like, what? I saw a video of the people that are like, this is why we use the family washcloth. And I'm like,
Yeah. Screw those people. Every single one of them. If you're at home and you've got a stack of fucking cloth towels next to your toilet that you washed because you're doing your part to save the environment, you should be shot.
Dude.
You are a national disaster.
Dude, that is like, and what the three main reasons we use the family wash rag.
It's
like,
healthier.
It's healthier. It's good for the environment. It teaches the children cleanliness. And I go, yeah, and when those kids don't clean it good enough, you fucked.
That's just, no.
And then their third reason was, we don't got to buy toilet paper at the store because, you know, COVID was a toilet paper issue.
Fuck.
Oh, wow. You showed us that one time in the last 100 years.
Sure got us, kid.
You showed us all.
Ugh. You know, with that kind of rationale, these people should understand that by doing the family wash rag, they are vectors for any amount of bad things.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, it's so gross.
Dysentery.
I saw the other day, though, that they updated some guidelines on COVID shots and yada, yada, yada. And I didn't look anything into it because the COVID shot is a big fucking lie. And if you get it, you're a moron.
Well, just I guess yet another lie.
Tattoo an M on my forehead, I guess.
They updated it. And all these people are just, oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, you're saving lives.
How?
Oh, my God. On the bottle of the COVID vaccine, it should say does nothing.
But may make you sick.
And odds are it will make you sick.
Don't do shit.
I just think it's hilarious that just because Donald Trump's a president, people go, well, everything he says is a lie, so you can't believe him. Yeah, that makes sense. That's a good way to go. You believe Joe Biden. Good choice. Again, you make good choices.
It's because he's the big orange man. We've talked about this multiple times.
And we will live to talk about it again, I'm sure.
Literally any other person in that position could do exactly what he's doing, and everyone will go, hooray!
Oh, yeah.
But because it's him, everyone's pissed.
I just saw that gas prices could be at their lowest point in 22 years when adjusted for inflation this Memorial Day weekend.
No shit.
Not because of Joe Biden.
No.
Not because of anything besides we have our president that's like, hey, let's fucking kick the tires and light the fires and tear this fucking world a new asshole and be God again.
Dude. I mean, you got to give it to the guy, man. He's the tariff thing is fucking working.
Nuh-uh.
I mean, when you got China, who was 125% tariff on us, going, hey, we'll drop down to 10. No worries. We got you, bud.
And we look at them and say, we're going to leave ours at 30, eat a dick. And they go, okay, dokie.
You know, that's a funny thing about the tariffs. I saw a meme this week that said the tariffs are working so well that even the Pope is made in America. I thought that was funny.
Yeah, Pope Bob. I wish you would have kept Pope Bob.
Me too. Pope Bob the First. The bringer of dogs and beers.
Dude, for reals, that's what he would do. Man. Like, literally, the Pope was spotted at a fucking Cubs game, like, less than 3 years ago.
For some reason, there's a part of me that, like, makes me hope that they're doing communion, you know, and doing the whole thing. And, you know, this is my body, and this is my blood. And the body, they're like, is that a wafer? Like a sugar wafer? That wasn't the normal body of Christ. That tasted like candy.
Just slinging Chicago dogs at people.
We're updating. These are all beef franks.
Yeah, dude, the pepper. That's odd. On it. What the fuck is this kind of communion?
A classic all beef frank communion. Well, the body of Christ was meat, so we figured we should be more aligned.
There you go.
God was no gluten-free bread substitute.
Yeah, no shit, man. God.
I think it makes sense.
I mean, come on, Pope Bob. You should have stuck with Pope Bob.
Pope Bob the First. God. That would have been dope. Why do popes take names?
I don't know, man.
That's kind of stupid if you ask me.
Yeah, it's like, dude, go by Pope Bob.
Well, first of all, when you're baptized in the Catholic Church, you have, or when you're admitted to the Catholic Church, you kind of choose a guiding saint, let's just say, that you take their name kind of unofficially.
The like Pope, the Mormons.
I don't know what the Mormons do. So now the popes have a whole significance behind what name they choose. And I've read why he chose Leo because I was kind of curious. I think it had something to do with Vatican II and when things kind of became more modern.
Vatican II, Electric Boogaloo? Love that movie, dude.
But I don't.
It's real
Jesus-y, really
the first
why.
One, but the second one, all that breakdancing was kick ass.
It's dope.
Named after the constellation Leo. It's just his birth month.
The reason I chose Leo is I have this set of moles on my back.
Oh, God, dude. He's just like, I like lions, dog.
That would be an even better suggestion. Like, no, it has nothing to do with the previous Pope Leo's. I just was really down with lions. I think they're dope.
What's your favorite animal? Lions.
Obviously.
And I mean, you can't just be like Pope Lion, so. Actually, that'd be kind of a dope Pope, too.
Pope Bobby, though.
Pope. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. Pope Bob is like by far the best. That would have been so good.
That would have been way better. I just hope he's not a schmutz like the other Pope.
Dude, and if he...
You are not alone in this.
If he would have... If he would have stayed Pope Bob, you know that every time he's coming out to speak to the masses, you just hear, I am a real American. Just playing on the speaker.
The first Pope with walk-up music.
So good.
Yeah, Tom Petty.
Dude, that's so good.
He's throwing out the Eucharist into the crowd. It'd be awesome.
Just give him the stone cold fucking middle finger and shit.
Smashes two cans of holy wine over his head and
holy
chugs them.
Shit, dude, that would have been so kick ass.
I'd have been down for it.
I mean, us in America probably support that. Other countries, not so much, but whatevs.
Our Pope.
You know what you're getting into when you sign up for an American Pope.
Yeah. How old is he?
He's 68 or 9.
Oh, shit. Dude, he could have a run.
Motherfucker's going to be around for a while, dog.
Yeah, he's young by Pope standards.
Wow. He's young by politician standards in our country.
Well, there's that. Oh. And that brings me to another topic. But we'll get back to that. Keep riffing on the Pope, 68, 69.
Well, I was transitioning. That's what I was doing.
Well, I just put on the brakes and slammed it in reverse.
So Go ahead.
You ever seen those, like, when you're doing, like, a presentation and you see, like, the cool, like, shutters and it, like, shuts and then it opens?
Uh-huh.
Transitions, Daniel. Like, fades down. Transition. We were transitioning. Go!
Oh, well, it seems there is yet more shit that's come out about our former president. And the biggest thing, when you think of all the... What are you doing over
making
there?
Making noises.
I noticed that.
He was looking for a button and knocked all of his shit over.
All my knickknacks fell.
You fucking monster.
Well...
I'll put it back where they go.
Okay. It seems that, you know, when you think of all the things, all the COVID shit, all the lockdowns, all the fascism, all the racism that was in Joe Biden... All the racism, the old racist statements that Joe Biden made that were on YouTube for a while, and I had sent them to everybody I knew, but somehow they've disappeared now. The Joe Biden thing. I did some math, and I looked up these numbers on Wikipedia, knowing that Wikipedia is not a bastion of conservative thought. And I discovered something interesting.
Isn't Wikipedia just a bastion of personal opinions?
Pretty much, okay. But it tends to be liberal personal opinions. Now, I looked at, you know, first of all, Joe Biden was not the sharpest tack in the box before he suffered from dementia.
Wait, I thought he was first in his class.
Well, some class, but...
Class one?
Oh, yeah. First in his class to be named Joe Biden.
Yes, that's
my
it.
Bad. My bad.
So, and he was kind of the perennial, always the bridegroom, never the bride or something like that. Never, you know, ran and never got elected.
Oh, yeah.
And so I did some numbers because this is a curious thing. In 2016, when Donald Trump upset Hillary Clinton, and I was sure that 2016. I was sure that she was going to win. I was depressed, but there were 128.8 million voters that year that voted either Democrat or Republican, which was 94.3% of the voters. Donald Trump won.
Bingo.
So now here's where it gets curious. In the year 2020, there were allegedly 155.5 million voters as opposed to 128.8. That is roughly almost 30 million more voters.
Wait a minute.
Joe, hold a tick. And that was allegedly 98.1% of the voters. And Joe Biden somehow got elected with these voters that came out of the woodwork. Uh-huh. So now let's go to 2024.
Not saying.
When Donald Trump won.
Again.
Arguably for the third time, or some would believe, there were 152 million voters this time.
So it dropped again?
It dropped again.
Huh.
You know, and... this time it was 98.3% of the voters voted Democrat or Republican, probably because people were just righteously pissed off about men and women's sports, about DEI. But, of course, to not like DEI is racist. And anyway.
Racism!
Yes.
Love it.
So, in other words, we, from 2020 to 2022, and to make this make any sense, you'd either have to write it down or look it up, and it's on Google. You just look up the 2016 elections of how many people voted. And then there's a little thing, you can go to 2020, then 2024. But trust me, somehow we went from 98.1% of the voters who voted Democrat or Republican to 98.3% and lost 3 million voters. So anyway, where all these voters came out of the woodwork, coincidentally, was the same year that Joe Biden came in and was allegedly elected. And the same time that all of a sudden the January 6th thing happened, because there was a big crisis and we couldn't question this then, because there was a crisis, we had to ram him in. And yeah, he got rammed in all right.
But he's been so great. He was the best president we ever had, right?
Well, absolutely.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
He thinks so.
And what's really sad is, when he campaigned in 2020, I remember I called it, they said riding with Biden. Well, that was his hiding with Biden down in his basement, because he wasn't coming out, because people would see that he had cognitive deficits.
Yeah, physical disabilities, mental disabilities.
It was COVID time, guys. Remember, we were all trapped in our houses.
That was before then, really. I mean, they were cranking it up then. So.
Well, yeah, that was right in the beginning, before they knew anything about this entire virus. So they were telling everybody, hey, guess what? We're shutting the world down.
Yeah, we're all going to die from a disease that doesn't kill anybody except for the people that are already dead to begin with.
Yeah, and I looked at some of those old things. You know, it's like, well, if you could have it and not have any symptoms. Huh? So
I heard if you got the shot, though, you couldn't get it, nor could you transfer it.
Yeah,
no, really weird.
I heard that it was safe and effective, and I heard that if you didn't get it, you were going to have a long, dark winter of death.
Yeah, remember it was the battle of the unvaxxed.
Yeah,
yes. So all these things that came to us via this anomaly in the voter numbers, and I would suggest that if you're at all curious about this, don't take my word for it. Go to Google or some other website, because they're all pretty much the same. Get out your little calculator on your phone and do the numbers, because it don't add up.
Dude, I'm more pissed off I didn't get any sweet superpowers from my COVID vax.
Me too.
What the fuck, man?
Well,
all it did was give me diarrhea.
So
I could have that just on any old day.
Yeah, God.
Any day.
That's bullshit.
So, and the thing is that the press, the mainstream old school press, ABC, CBS, NBC, MSNBC, CNN, all covered for this guy the whole fucking time. And as I think the title says, at least pimps are honest.
Like the episode title.
He said it.
Yeah, I said it.
He did the thing.
Oh, shit. Every once so often, all the cylinders fire. And so anyway, I've been kind of fired up about this, because it's just right in your face. It's just black and white, and the numbers and the calculator, and it's like, hey, we've been fucked.
The numbers on the calculator, and then, the fact that the media is now wrote a book about how brilliant and how uncognitive Joe Biden was.
But somehow we covered up for him.
We covered, but we're just, he was
Donald Trump's fault.
He was, is that what it is?
Donald Trump made Joe Biden retarded. That's what it was.
Can you just slam that fake news button real fast?
He caught the retardism from Donald Trump.
So
you are fake news.
Yeah.
So
I am so amazed that they're turning. Like, they're literally trying to crank it over and go, no, it's fucking Donald Trump's fault.
I think it's adorable that they played the famous interview now that actually showed just how bad he was when they're sitting there talking about the documents that he has, and he's stumbling and mumbling and fumbling and has no fucking idea what's going on. Like, oh, that's why you didn't charge him, because you had a face-to-face conversation with him without his handlers, and he was out of his goddamn mind.
And then all of a sudden, when this comes out, what a coincidence. Now the poor old bastard has prostate cancer that's gone into his bones. Now, I would not wish that on him. Let's get into this. I might wish it on some of those journalists, but I don't think so.
We honestly just lived through somebody that Brent and I both liked and cared about a lot dying to prostate cancer that got into his bones.
It's a bad death.
And it's not one of those things where you wake up and you're just like, my bones feel funny. They're not as thick as they usually are. I mean,
for you guys, that would be a big thing, but...
Drink some milk, Daniel.
It's one of those things that takes years and years and years to happen.
They're acting like this is a thing that just, oh my God, it showed up out of nowhere. You're going, nah, dog.
But, you know, pimps are more honest. So, you know, twice. Being on Medicare, you have to go to a physical once a year, whether you want to or not. And one of the things they do, being a male, is they draw your blood and they check for something called PSA.
Your butthole.
No, they don't do that.
They only do that if you ask.
If you ask nicely. But what that stands for is prostatic specific antigen, which means if that number is high, you got prostate trouble. Now, they do that for just me and old Rick, and I would imagine that they would do that for the president as well.
They would probably do it multiple times. Don't you think?
They said that he hasn't had that done for 14 years.
And that's a bunch of dog shit.
Which is insane. You're the president of the United States. I guarantee every 6 months they check you top of your head to the tip of your toes to make sure that you're A-OK. Because you're the nutbag that knows all the information. They don't want you running around out there and fall over dead. But apparently they didn't give a shit. I think this kind of exposes the entire plan that they had laid out. They knew Joe Biden was sick. They knew Joe Biden was dying. They weren't going to treat him. They're going to just let him
fade away into obscurity.
They talked about in his second term putting him in a wheelchair. And what I think genuinely they were doing is they were sacrificing Joe Biden. They didn't expect him to make it all 4 years. Holy shit, he made it 4 years. Let's have him run again because he beat the orange man last time. Maybe we can get the medications right where he can talk again. He got up there in that interview and went blah, 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 in the debate. Looked like a jackass.
What the fuck were they going to do? Throw him in a wheelchair with a blanket and be like, oh, he's got the polio.
They were going to kill him off they were going to rewrite the script. And that script included Joe Biden dying and Kamala Harris becoming the president. And wow, look at all the change and all the hope and all the glory that we've got going on. Woo-hoo, we did it.
And she was a DEI hire.
Yeah.
Biden admitted it. She
blew and fumbled her way to the top.
So when you're doing a rerun, because they won for the first four, and if he's going for re-election, does he have to choose her as his VP?
No.
So was that his plan? Like, if he would have gotten it without backing down on his own, do you think he would have gone with her still?
Yeah.
Or actually, he was probably told.
He was told.
That's the other thing that they brought up is that his cognitive decline was apparently so bad that for the last 2 years of his presidency, he didn't know what the fuck was going on. And he was more like a board member and five other people were running the country. And he was just there signing papers.
Which brings up
authorizing signing papers by going,
here, you need to sign this bill. Okay. So, which brings up the old thing about the auto pen and the.
Yeah.
And, you know, this is liable to. This is liable to kind of mushroom, but you know what? The thing why we have this, at least I think we have this episode title the way it is, the fucking journalists pimp for this guy the whole time.
As crazy as this sounds, Joe Biden did this country the biggest favor that we've ever had. They all told us how great and how wonderful, and this is the best Joe Biden I've ever seen. And the next day, he walked out there and could not put a sentence together.
And Jake Tapper just got awards for writing this book about. We
lied to you guys for a decade. Congratulations.
We kind of fudged it a little bit.
He got awards,
and they give him an
award
for that for
how
journalism.
How is he allowed to write a book?
Is he not in jail?
Yeah, how is nobody in jail at all?
And that's, you know,
how is nobody in jail for the COVID shit? How is nobody in jail for them completely lying and hiding the fact that the president of the United States was completely incoherent through majority of his term?
How are people still believing anything that they've said?
That's
true. There's people that are whole wholehearted. And I guarantee you talked to a gay one today.
I did.
They're wholeheartedly behind everything they did. Like, that's all the truth. The journalist looked at you and said, we've all been lying. And you guys went, God, integrity, grace. Yeah. Look at these guys.
They're so
brave. So honest. They're telling us that they were lying to us.
God, I remember that phrasing. They're so brave.
Are you insane?
They came out and told us the truth.
And see, you're right. I did talk to somebody about that today, which is why I came in here on fire about this, because I'm just fucking sick of it. I can understand having differences of opinion. I can understand liking the Giants more than the Dodgers, or the Dodgers more than the Giants, or the Raiders more than the Jets or whatever. But this is just stupid.
Again, you can like blue no matter who. You can be on the left side. You can be on the right side of the fucking aisle. Nobody fucking cares, man. But when they come out and straight up say, we were defending the left 100%.
Blue no matter who is the dumbest ideology you can possibly have. I mean, that's the same thing as writing, you know, red or I'd rather be dead.
Oh, like, is that a thing?
No, I just thought of that.
Whoa.
Don't vote like that. Pull your head out of your ass.
I'm sorry not to derail this, guys. Jim Irsay died.
Who did?
Jim Irsay.
Colts owner.
Colts owner.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Sorry, I just saw breaking news.
Did he have prostate cancer that nobody knew about for 14 years?
I'm not trying to connect it here, Daniel.
Maybe he did. It's hard to say. You know what, though?
It just came out he had it. He died today.
I think in life, a lot of the things we do shape where we go and how we do things. And what really brought this to light for me was the case of a lady by the name of Wisconsin Tiff. Now, I don't know if you know who Wisconsin Tiff is.
She sounds classy.
She's a bit of a mattress actress.
Oh.
20-something years in the, pornographic arts.
Ah, very artsy.
And her and her friend,
very
Lily...
Very cultured, I might add.
Lily Phillips decided to do, you know...
Let's take a look here.
A type of... Well... Expression of the arts, if you will.
A subtle touch.
And
though.
this was the old, you know, 50 guy backdoor challenge.
Oh.
Now, 50. Why? No one knows. I guess it's just so you can get those numbers up so that when you die, St. Peter will dap you up and be like, dope.
Is that her?
Yeah.
All right.
Let me have a look.
So,
here, let me get a good picture.
This gal decides to rail out 50 dudes.
Or have 50 dudes rail
10 basketball teams worth of people.
Yuck.
Starters only. We're not talking about bench players.
Yeah, no, not the riffraff.
So, you know, these 50 dudes took their turns assaulting her assault hole.
Oh,
and
well, okay.
She wound up in the hospital having to have reconstructive surgery to, I guess, re-leather the donut.
Oh, no.
Retied the balloon knot.
What was her name?
Wisconsin Tiff.
So she's on Instagram as Wisco Tiff.
She said, though,
I found her.
That, you know, when you're a mattress actress, people expect a certain level of appearance back there. So she had to have it put back together because apparently when the wind blew, it was a deep, deep, deep whistle.
Oh, dude, she's the gross one who likes old guys. Daniel, right up.
Hey.
Hit her up, Dan. See what you can do,
dude,
bro.
Do it, dude. She's all about the old guys. You
I hear she's into backdoor stuff.
Ah!
But you got a fresh retread on that tire, bro.
Yeah, dude.
That thing is polished. That thing is clean.
Dude, they re-grease the leather, dog. Get up in there.
It's reupholstered top
man,
to bottom.
Clean up that dirt button, man. Fucking gross.
You could be one of... Hundreds.
Thousands, perhaps.
Hundreds and hundreds and
Holy
hundreds.
Holy shit. Oh, man. If she had a tattoo for every guy she's banged, her body's covered. Gross.
I just thought it was brave of her. So then people do what people do, and it is the internet. So they're all just like, bullshit. You're just doing this for clout, for somebody to talk about. Because after the other broad did like that 1,000 dudes in 24 hours, which I'm going to say.
Did she pull it
maybe
off?
Too many. That might be too many people.
Dude, well, that's too many by like.
It was Bonnie Blue.
Bonnie Blue.
And the math doesn't add up on that.
That's too many people
well,
by like.
They're not
you
talking
know,
like a night like of lovemaking with 1,000 people. This is just to get in there.
dude, this is a you are jerking your way, jerking on your way up there, and you stick it in, and you
here
pull
comes
out,
the goo.
Here goes.
That's how this situation goes,
like, dude. It was probably one of those. It was they were like playing
I think
like
I've done this math before.
They're probably like playing we like have. Ookie Cookie, where they're just like, she goes, okay, first one who's about to come, get in here.
Oh God, look out!
And then it's just a fucking waterfall of jizz hitting her in the
just
face.
Just all the goo. All of it.
Nah, man. That, like, hey, man, cool. Good for you. You banged 1,000 dudes in 24 hours. What are you going to be doing? Where do you see yourself in 15 years?
They thought, though, that this was a scam because Bonnie Blue came out and said she was pregnant and got a bunch of attention for it and said she was pregnant off of her 1,000-dude gangbang, and it was all bullshit.
It could be one of them.
You got 1 in 1,000 shot, I guess, depending on whenever you shot.
I mean, if you're
can you imagine the lawsuit, the lawyers that are working on that one?
Oh my God! Can you imagine?
Just a room full of 1,000 creepy motherfuckers wearing masks because they're all embarrassed, but they all want to fight for the rights of that kid because she's rich as fuck from fucking all the dudes.
That baby's gonna come out with like fucking 9 noses.
Baby's gonna come out sideways.
Yeah, it's all just connected.
It'll be the first kid to just arms first right out.
Just pick up his little suitcase and walk right on out.
Hello, daddy. Well, according to the looks of this child, this side of the room can leave.
With Robinhood, not only can you trade individual stocks and ETFs, you can also seamlessly buy and sell crypto at low costs. Trade all in one place. Get started now on Robinhood. Trading crypto involves significant risk. Crypto trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Crypto LLC. Robinhood Crypto is licensed to engage in virtual currency business activity by the New York State Department of Financial Services. Crypto held through Robinhood Crypto is not FDIC insured or SIPC protected. Investing involves risk, including loss of principal. Securities trading is offered through an account with Robinhood Financial LLC. Member SIPC, a registered broker-dealer.
We're not being racist here, but
racism. I mean, it's just that's genetics, people. Mean,
you know, I was skeptical about that button, but
it's working out.
You know, the more I hear it, the better I like
it's paying
it.
Off. You know what else you'll like?
Try me.
In Oregon, they're opening this place called Granny Grinders. Now, this is 65-year-old and up strip club.
Do you have to be 65 to get in?
No teeth required.
Oh, no.
That's their hook. Oh, you don't have to be 65 to get in. You could be a granny chaser and get in there, bro. If you like their skin thin.
You'll come for the wrinkles, you'll stay for the gummers.
That's right. That's gross. Right. That's and so I mean, who wouldn't want to go see the athleticism of a 65-year-old woman?
You don't know enough 65-year-old women. That's all I got to say.
You ever see a 65-year-old woman spin around a stripper pole?
No, I have not.
That's what I'm saying.
But I have not seen any women's. I've not.
You've never been to a strip club?
Not with a pole. No, I mean not since.
Whoa!
I have not been to a stripper club since.
Well, he just said stripper club, so I don't think you've been there for a while
or wherever it is.
You know, us youths like to call them, you know, strip clubs or jiggle joints, if you will.
It's been almost 50 years for me.
Well, Dan,
I hit it when I was 21.
I was gonna
believe
say,
me,
Daniel, you're part of the wedding party for me, so you better tell the old lady.
We're gonna go to a strip club and take Dan and make him sit on the rail.
Oh, so uncomfortable! You're gonna be so uncomfortable.
I don't even care about the strippers now. I just want to watch Dan.
See,
that's
gonna
be my favorite.
Well,
thing.
And see, what we're really curious about too is because we're gonna do like a. Supposedly, we're going to do a bachelor party for, like, me with all my dudes and my sister because she's part of the party.
Of course.
She's getting enough plane tickets places, whatever. Maybe. I don't know. But then she wants to do a joint one, too, where it's, like, her party plus our party. So it's, like, all the girls plus all the guys. And she's like, yeah, you know, we'll just go do this. And then we'll go to the strip club. And I'm like, really?
Now, which... We should probably not go to the one where they know us.
I think it's been long enough. We might be good. They might have some new talent.
I doubt it.
Oh,
they
God.
Might have some new talent, but I guarantee there's some people there that would we'd walk in. Gino and Robert would be like,
dude,
where have you guys been?
Dude, if Gino looks over and goes, I got Skid Row lined up. I'm like, fuck, man. It has not been long enough. Just look over. I see the stripper, Harley, who was just beat up back then.
Yeah.
Oh, hey.
Or the little girl with the short arms.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't know what was up with her, but she had the shortest arms. Her body, her proportions were mixed up. She had, like, regular people height, black lady hips, and midget arms.
Yeah. Did it make you horny?
No.
She kind of looked like a T-Rex.
I don't believe you. I think you liked it.
No, I did not. She was a mess. Did you like it?
You looked at her and said, what can you do with those tiny arms?
How do you wipe?
Very cautiously.
Like, do you have to fold yourself in half to get close enough?
I wipe myself with rag on a stick.
Rag on a stick? You're not even fat and you're doing the rag on a stick trick.
Gross. I'm impressed.
Well, hey, man, if you got tiny arms, how are you supposed to wipe your ass? Well, I have a bidet, but it doesn't really do the job, so I have this rag with a stick. Just reach back behind me. Clean it out.
And I use cloth rags.
Because, yeah, by the way, you know.
You know, I just save the environment.
I grew up in a household of,
doing,
you know,
my part.
Sharing the family rag.
To my Prius, quick.
You know what? I will say one thing, that if you see a Prius rolling around town that says, I identify as not a Prius, you go, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Or what's the other phrase? I see this one all the time downtown. Cool Prius said no one ever.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
That's pretty good. Give it to
him. It's true. It's true.
I mean, swerve into the skid of you being a fucking loser.
Did you guys see all the controversy in the WNBA this week?
There's more?
With Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark.
Of course.
So Angel Reese got fouled by Caitlin Clark, and of course it was...
racism!
So they had to make a big fucking deal about it.
That gets funnier the more I hear it.
Of course, you know, Caitlin Clark's the racist because Angel Reese was the one that came up trying to murder her.
Well, you know.
Well, but of course.
It's not racist the other way. It's only if the white goes after the black, not if the black goes after the white.
They beat the shit out of her.
I mean, guys.
The entire first season she was in the league.
Can we not talk about the Carmelo Anthony thing? You know, the teenager who murdered a white kid and he's got a GoFundMe?
Oh, yeah.
Poor thing.
I saw a meme that said he was going to do another one so they could have a summer home.
Oh, shit.
It seems fair.
I thought, oh, that's bad. Even, you know.
It's racism. Again. Like, sorry, that is just like the most infuriating thing in the entire world. You had a child who murdered another child, and you know what? If they were both white, you know what would happen? The kid who murdered the other kid would go to prison forever.
Uh-huh.
But because this child is black, he's now got a GoFundMe. His family's getting completely supported, and
he's a victim.
The father of the victim was the racist because he said, I don't even remember what he just said. He was like, I just, you know, I know my son's up in heaven looking down, and I just want everybody to stop reporting on this story. Like, this needs to be a local handled within
racism. Get it, boys!
Dude, like, and I mean, maybe he said something else. I don't know. Do not quote me. I don't remember all the specifics, but what the fuck? Anyway, back to Angel Reese being a piece of shit.
Yeah, she's just a piece of shit. I just wanted to point that out. They keep toting on her like, oh, look at Angel Reese. All these rebounds. That's because she keeps missing her own layups.
Well, but like, she's right there to get the rebound. Come on.
What are you doing? Shit, you don't get credit for being a shitty basketball player. I saw another highlight the other day where she was wide open at the top of the key, all by herself, and she decides to take a three-pointer. She dribbles the ball, takes two steps, and then shoots.
So like, traveled?
That's traveling. And people were honest to God in the comments of this fucking video going, oh, well, you know, what, you want him to get ticky-tacky and call everything? Not everything, but the blatant stuff would be nice.
Hey, I stopped. I'm holding the ball with both my feet on the ground. I took two steps, then dribbled. That's called traveling.
So I wonder how many people who thought that watched CNN.
All of them.
I don't know. People all want... A certain group of people,
racism,
want Angel Reese to be the face of the WNBA.
Why?
And it's just, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
she's a mediocre player at best.
And she's annoying, and she's mouthy, and she's everything that nobody cares about.
Again, which, has anybody ever showed her the video?
Oh, no, but she's got that one thing that a lot of people care about.
What?
Her skin color.
Racism. Well, what was the dude who did the breakdown on the thing where she was just like, we just want to get paid like the NBA gets played, and it's a certain percentage. And you go, yeah, but you realize that the WNBA is only getting money from the NBA.
You lost $40 million last year. So you want to pay them to play basketball?
Yeah. Well, send them a bill.
You want to sit there, bitch, you know what? Maybe go out there and do something that gets people in the fucking stands, you know?
Topless Tuesdays at the WNBA. You like our dribbles, you like our layups, you'll like our tits flopping as they're hanging out on Topless Tuesdays.
Oh, boy, have you ever watched a WNBA game? It's all flat city, dog.
Well, yeah, but
they
at least...
got tits.
Thong Wednesday at the WNBA. Watch our big meat sack asses bounce back and forth. You're going to love it.
They're not even that big. They're pretty athletic.
God damn it, Brent. I'm trying to get something here.
You know, that's why no one goes to these fucking games.
You can bang the straight girl. Thursdays in the WNBA. The one straight player on the team is a mattress actress for the night. First 50 guys get unlimited backdoor access, free health care for both the participants and the repaired asshole.
Must be WNBA checked.
WNBA Thursdays.
Must be checked for STDs.
Or not.
I mean, I'm just saying, man, if you're trying to get fucking butts in the seats, you got to figure something out, guys. If you want to get paid like the NBA does.
Bare butts on the court.
Finger banging Friday at the WNBA. Come on down and finger your favorite ball player.
That's what I'm saying, dude. Shagadelic Saturdays or something, dudes. Let's do something.
Sloppy second Sunday here at the WNBA. Ugh. These girls have all been ran through once. Go ahead and join our 50-50 raffle to be the second guy to roll through
just
the team
fucking
tonight.
Cream pie dripping, dude. Ooh. See all the cum coming out of her? You could be second.
It works for OnlyFans, so yuck. Why would it not work for the WNBA?
I mean, dude, you guys got to figure something out. I don't know, man. You know,
these are golden ideas, WNBA. $387,000, and you can have any of these ideas. That is our buyout price that we have established.
What did we say? How much?
$387,000.
Okay.
And I'm just warning you right now, if you start this... and you don't pay, we have lawyers.
If you guys are looking for ideas, we're here. We're the
ideas.
This
is gold.
Guys. I mean, Finger Banging Fridays is pretty good.
Finger Banging Fridays now at the WNBA.
Hey, guys, you know what? Not only you don't have to finger a fucking player, if you can't, you don't get the chance to finger a player, bring your girlfriend.
Finger your buddy.
Finger Fred. Hey, man, y'all know you got the lady alls. Let me get in that butthole.
It's a unity night kind of thing. Everybody has a hole that you can stick a finger in. Whether they like it or not, that's up to them.
You can use your nose holes. We can use your ear holes. Fuck me, man.
And if you don't have a friend, bring a duck.
You know,
fucking Duck Fridays, WNBA. Bring your own duck. Fuck it right there in front of everybody.
I think that's bestiality. I don't know if that's allowed.
And then when the duck dies, you throw it onto the court, just like the octopuses at the Red Wings games.
Oh, gross.
Wait, is that not a thing?
I think we've hit a new low.
Yeah. Dude, can you imagine?
I'm ashamed for
just seeing the corpses of fucking ducks skidding across the fucking the hardwood. Oh, no.
Well, it looks like Angel Reese slipped on some cum that came out of that duck. We might need to sweep the court.
Somebody better get out there. God damn it. Here we go again.
If they need a guy to sweep the court, I know a guy. Pervy Steve runs the mop down at the old Zach's Jack Shack.
Yeah, he does.
We can get that mess cleaned up real quick.
We all remember Pervy Steve, don't we, guys?
He's the best of the Steves. Creepy Steve ain't got nothing on Pervy Steve. It's one thing to be a creep. It's another to be a perv.
Yeah, dude. And creep Sneaky Steve is just a fucking problem. Good grief.
It's true.
Holy shit.
Well, speaking of bitches being bitches, did you hear about that lady that found a way to scam free chicken?
Yes. I was going to talk about
that. What?
Yes, the free chicken woman.
Okay. Go, Daniel.
Well, it seems that this woman figured out a way to get free chicken. And what she does, she goes to the store and buys chicken.
Okay.
So how does it get to be free? Well, she sees the listed weight, and she goes home and weighs it and says, hey, you shorted me a quarter pound on this bird. And they send her a check.
What?
Yeah. This is, you know, she bitches. And so just to shut her up, they give her the bird.
I was going
to
say, where's this at? The UK,
anywhere.
It's everywhere.
It's in the USA.
She goes and she buys either Tyson or I can't remember the other brand that she buys.
Pilgrim's Pride.
Yeah. And she'll go in, and if it's really close, if it's just a few ounces, she won't do it because they'll just tell her to go fuck herself. But if it's like a quarter of an ounce or a quarter of a pound or more, she goes for blood.
Now, is this like frozen chicken or is it like...
Prepackaged chicken is all it really said.
Prepackaged, like...
They didn't specify.
Preheated, like, you know, you get like that roastery chicken. Ooh, fuck.
I think it... From the sounds of it, it seemed like it was everything from like raw chicken in a package to like your... Oh, you'll go in and buy like those chicken strips that have barbecue on them and stuff already.
Well, yeah, they could fudge that because the barbecue sauce. But
she's pretty much doing whatever she can do to scam free chicken.
It's her name's Amanda, by the way, and it says that that she has this photo out of her if she bought chicken, I guess, at a Purdue grocery store. It said she bought this. The label said it should contain 3.97 pounds of chicken. However, when she when Amanda measured the meat herself at home, it says it came in at only 2.6 pounds. That would be a quarter pound difference, roughly.
Ooh,
so they're cheating on the chicken,
dirty
as
fuckers.
Opposed to choking the chicken.
You know why?
Racism.
That's why.
Is that what it is? God damn it.
Oh, Amanda looks pretty Caucasian, though. Maybe racism.
I'd like to take... Yeah, you know what?
Racism.
It's racism.
Oh, man. We're going to have to make another bot. This is un-racism.
Unity. Everybody gets fucked. Hey, do you know what you call a kid with no arms and an eye patch?
No.
You call them names.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
That's all.
I
saw that the other day on Instagram and it made me laugh.
Oh, God. Turn it off. We're going home. Wait.
Yeah, all right. Never mind.
Fuck me. I hope you're proud of yourself because that was lame.
Brother, this guy stinks.
Yeah.
Exactly. It made me happy.
Well, you know, we've had a lot of sickness in here tonight.
It made me very happy.
But I think, let me see how we're doing. Oh, we've got time for more.
Yeah, Daniel, if you want to know, I'll tell you straight up.
Okay, no, I don't want
to
know.
I ain't afraid to tell you what time we're at. Bitch, we got all nothing but time in the world.
You know what time it is?
This is a certified hood classic.
You see, a pimp's love is very different from that of a square.
Yeah, boy!
What, Valentine's?
Let's get it on, baby!
Damn, baby, you got a bright future behind you.
All right, boys. I have got.
Oh, okay.
Two. He was waiting for you to hit the racism button.
Oh, that's not racism. That's made with love.
That's true.
Oh, it's different. Okay.
All right. So we fudged up and we forgot to read his email last week. So we got a double dose of LA for all y'all tonight. So I hope you're all excited.
Double barreled LA.
Dude, double barrel. So we're going to start with the first one from last week. What's up, pimps? Got a quick one for you. Don't take this the wrong way. But is it just me because I'm seeing more and more rednecks packing heat every time I go to Walmart. What the fuck? I'm talking Farmer John looking motherfuckers wishing you would start some shit with them so they can blast your ass with their taser gun. What do you guys think?
Stop looking like you're going to rob them.
What?
Racism.
Man, that's just the gift that keeps on giving.
I actually had a full conversation with him about this thing because he asked me about it. Here's my thing, man. Idaho is you can conceal carry, you can everything, and you don't have to have a fucking permit for it. You can do whatever you want with your gun. Just majority of people don't fucking walk around with their guns. They're using it as a fucking flex. Because they're not going to pull it out and use it if they need to.
The thing is, the guy with the gun, that's the out in public walking about version of the truck that's lifted 12 inches in the air with 95-inch tires on it driving a monster truck down the road.
Yep.
You are compensating for something.
Dude.
Well, and not only that, if there is somebody that's come to do people harm and you're wearing a gun on the outside, there's nothing that says shoot me first.
Yeah,
wearing a gun on the outside.
Yeah,
yep. And like if you're like, and I even told LA this. I go, dude, get a gun, carry it around. He goes, I can't. And I go, oh, that's right. I said, actually,
don't
get a gun. Don't wear it around because you can conceal carry in the state without having a permit. I mean, it's probably for the best for you to get.
Constitutional carry is what they call it.
Is it okay? You. Constitutional carry, you're allowed to do that here. I would say maybe go through the classes and get your actual concealed carry permit, but whatever.
I'm just going to start carrying my 44 Magnum everywhere that I don't have.
Yeah.
Just my big ass that I don't have.
I did revolver. Tell him, though, I said, hey, man, like, if you feel unsafe and, like, you want to be protected, go to your local sheriff's office and talk to them about it. Usually they'll give you a taser gun.
Oh.
I'm like, if you go in and be like, I'm a felon, but I can't.
I wonder if he could get one of those spicy bullet guns.
So, like, that's what I was. I just was like, go check with
that's
them,
the
dude.
One I was trying to think of the name of that. That actually sounds like.
They're pretty dope. One of the ladies at one of my accounts got one. And she brought it into work and showed it to me. And it's really? Freaking cool.
Nice. Which, yeah, that was my biggest thing. Because I remember back in the day, you used to be able to go to the police department or wherever and just talk to them and be like, hey, like. I don't want to carry a weapon, but I want to be able to defend myself in my home if I need to. And they used to hand over tasers.
They should hand out nunchucks.
Yes!
Here, you're a Ninja Turtle now.
Dude, yeah, nunchucks or bow staffs, maybe. Swords, maybe not so much.
Swords would just be insane.
But some, like, but size. Like, if you think about it, dude, the size that the coolest Ninja Turtle of them all had, they're dull weapons. They're not sharp.
Now, what's scarier, a guy carrying a gun or some lunatic with nunchucks walking around Walmart?
There's a dude I thought,
I think the guy with the nunchucks is looking to get shot.
Dude, there is a guy on the Instagrams that I follow for some reason. I remember it's Tyler with the nunchucks. He does videos where he walks and he just goes, got like a big trench coat on. He goes, oh, don't worry. He's not a danger at all. He goes, then Tyler pops out, rips his coat off, and he's got 13 pairs of nunchucks on him. Flipping them around. I'm like, oh my God.
Just in case.
This guy's fucking insane.
Get over here so I can hit you with my sticks.
Dude, I think it's Tyler with the nunchucks.
Nice.
So good. All right. Second question. Unless, Daniel, you got more to the gun thing.
No, I don't think so. All right.
Cool. What's up, pimps? Let's go. What's up with this golden dome that Trump is trying to pass? What's it going to do? Be like something that covers the whole USA? From attack like a force field, he put force shield, but I think it's force field, like a force field or something. I thought I saw some Star Wars shit from the 80s.
Well, kind of.
What is this? I don't know what it is.
It's like
no
a condom for the entire country.
It's like Israel's golden or
Iron Dome.
Iron Dome. Yeah. It's kind of the same concept.
It's just a huge ass missile defense.
Basically, though, it wouldn't be. They wouldn't have one in Winnemucca.
It's not like impeding.
They might.
It's not like impeding.
Don't underestimate Winnemucca.
So it wouldn't be something that would be like impeding where it was like a giant dome where like helicopters fly it in and it drops it down. And it's like, oh.
No. They're not going to put us in a huge hamster ball.
I like to imagine.
Well, don't underestimate.
Basically, they would just cover the cities and the areas that are high target areas and they'd put up these freaking weaponry to shoot down their weaponry.
Oh, so you
that
mean
would be
like,
Caldwell they'd want to protect,
like,
right?
Well, where definitely. There's like Air Force bases and different military bases and shit, which don't we already have that?
No.
Oh.
Well, supposedly why? The thing is that they have them other countries out there, they have these hypersonic missiles that you can't
that
hardly
you can't register because they don't register because they fly under radar.
Well, you know, they didn't register them when they bought them, so they're unregistered. Well, no, but seriously, they go so fast. they go so fast you can't hardly target them. So if they start shooting those, there's a lot of ankle grabbing to be done.
Well, yeah, I mean, if they're going to start shooting, where do you think they're going to shoot them at? All of our military bases.
Oh, they'll shoot them into high population areas. Ah. Send people into
LA,
chaos.
Chicago, New York.
Okay, we're good then. Fuck it.
Yeah, if it's LA, well, that's unfortunate for them, but, you know, the country might have fewer liars.
You know, addition by subtraction. Maybe just call that a loss.
Maybe they should just do a microstrike.
This giant missile's flying towards Los Angeles. Natural selection.
They can just do a do-over like Gavin Newsom's asking for.
Is that what he's doing?
That jackass.
They decided to do the free health care for all thing, and that included all the illegal aliens, not the immigrants, the illegal aliens, and turns out it spent billions upon billions more than they were expecting to pay, so they wanted to borrow an additional almost $3 billion to cover everything.
That would be expensive.
Wild, right?
I don't know.
Hey, man, so not to like interrupt, but how much money has Gavin Newsom gotten for the state of California to fix the homeless problem over the last 15
billions.
Years?
Billions. So about $20 to $22 billion a year.
He's gotten,
and he spent it on some shit, I'm sure.
Yeah. And don't forget their high speed rail line that has been billions of dollars for nothing.
Well, that's, yeah. It's a couple of ponies and a chariot, isn't it?
It's retarded.
Yeah, it's that.
I heard that bronze bust he had made was pretty expensive.
Well, you know, it was a donation from a private person that they didn't know who it was, but it was him.
You know, is that the same thing as, like, Hunter's fucking finger paintings that are in a fucking government vault somewhere?
Yeah. There's cocaine that he left in the White House.
Look at all the money we got paid for these paintings you made.
I'm a genius.
He's so smart. Last email, guys. This one's from the Water Sarge.
The Water Sarge.
Hooray!
It's a good short one, though. He didn't leave us a long one, which I'm disappointed, dude. What up, dudes? On my last trip for work before coming here, we're going to get a visit soon. I'm very excited.
Huzzah.
Can't wait to be on the pod in person. Here's a conversation starter for Wednesday. If Taylor Swift dated Ron Jeremy, what would the title of her number one song be after they broke up? Respectfully, The Water Sarge.
A lot of disappointment.
Exactly how I thought it would be.
I was just going to go with Long and Slimy.
Ew.
We've all seen that guy's dick, and it's gross. And not only that, isn't he in prison?
I think he is.
Yeah, because he did some shit with some people that he shouldn't have.
Yeah, he's
kind of
gross.
I bet that's what he's doing in prison, too.
Well, he's probably definitely on the receiving end now.
Oh, no.
Not the give. Do you think he's on the giving end with that huge hog?
Oh, yeah. Ooh. There's some backdoor princess that's down there just getting destroyed by his grossness. Looking
dude,
like
he was
selling salami.
He was gross fucking 40 years ago when he was first in.
Yeah, he's always been disgusting.
He's like if I had a huge hog and decided to get into porn and said, yeah, I'm going to just grow a really gross mustache and let my baldingness not be a problem and keep growing my hair.
Yeah. They won't notice because I've got this massive dick.
Dude, because you're not looking at the face, but always you looked at his face, you're like, God, dude, why does it look like, why does your nose look like a short penis?
Although, Ron Jeremy did give hope to people built like me and you that someday, some way, we could be a mattress actress ourselves.
Well, you know, you tie a brick on the end of that thing and let it hang and stretch it out.
I don't think you know how anatomy works. You're a nurse, aren't you?
That's why I said it. Just to troll you.
I'm pretty sure enough weight and it just rips off.
Oh.
I don't think that's a good idea at all.
I don't know. Again, I was thinking of maybe like starting an OnlyFans for Daniel. It just says Only Dan's, and every day it's just him holding a sign up that says Day 1 of Only Dan's, Day 2 of Only Dan's.
I never thought this would happen to me.
Look at all the money. Thank you.
He could be a hundredaire.
Man, you're just going to post shit every single day on Only Dan's.
Hey.
My dad could get in on the action.
Sure.
Mix yes, dude, you guys could have a meetup with all the Dans.
All the Dans.
We could do a video when you're dead.
I've actually had thoughts about doing that. Like
old-fashioned Dan two-way.
Reaching out to all the, like, Brent minus my last names, but, like, all the dudes who share my last name plus my first name and being like, all right, guys, we're all us. This is where we meet, and we're going to fight. And whoever wins gets to keep the name. The rest of you get your name changes. Get your name change forms ready.
This seems fair to me.
Who did you want to be when you grew up? But then I saw that on, I saw a thing where someone was like, yeah, they already did that. And I was like, oh, that's the saddest thing ever. There was like 25 dudes with the same name.
Poor guy.
So we're going to meet up here, and whoever loses, you all have to change your name. You got to change your name to Kyle, though. Kyle, Sam,
you're
Dan.
All Kyles now. Yeah. Then you got to meet up with all the other Kyles.
Oh, no, and then you got to fight the Kyles.
Fight the Kyles.
Holy shit.
You'd be at the very peak of disappointment.
Peak!
Kyle supremacy.
Dude, I heard so.
Racism!
I did hear some racism today. You guys ready for it?
Yeah.
Try us.
So, I was listening to Rogan today, and he was talking to Aaron Rodgers on one of his newest episodes, which is so fun. And he brought up a really good point in I think it's from one of his friends, and I kind of agree with him, and I don't see why the rest of the world isn't getting on board with this thing for sports-wise. Go off of the chromosome count, dude. Whatever you were, whatever chromosomes you have, that's what sport, like, that's what side of the sports you get to play on.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Man, well, there's none of this. Easy. This is your feelings. This is your this. It goes, nope, this is your chromosomes. These are where you're playing. These are your chromosomes. This is where you're playing. That way you're not having boys with girls, girls with boys. Because it's what they keep saying. You don't see a lot of girls pretending to be boys running through the boys competition in sports, do you?
No, there's not many in the...
But you sure see a lot of boys running through the girls.
Yeah, yeah. Isn't that weird?
Every time.
Sorry,
every
time. Just something that, like, it caught me when Dan said something about it earlier, and I was like, God, I had to bring that up again.
Oh, yeah.
That makes me so fucking angry.
Well, Daniel, who'd we manage to offend?
Well, let's see. Many people got repeated hits today, but we'll just go through them once.
God, are we that far ahead?
Yeah.
Wow.
See, time flies when you're having fun and talking shit.
When you're...
Let's see. The first off, and most probably the most notable of the evening, was people that used the family wash rag. Ugh.
Dude, so fucking gross. Yuck.
Special place in hell.
A special place in the emergency room. And journalists, and they deserve a lot, too. Joe Biden, Dr. Jill, who probably put all those people up to Joe Biden shenanigans, Kamala Harris, my brother-in-law, Biden's doctor, journalists, repeatedly, Wisconsin Tiff, Bonnie Blue, me, Angel Reese, Carmelo Anthony, WNBA, Pervy Steve, Amanda the Chicken Lady, what the hell? Oh, nunchuck carriers in Walmart. That's a bad bunch of people, buddy.
That is a phrase that sounds extremely racist.
Well, it's too far to get back to the button.
Yeah, well, you know, never mind. Winnemucca.
You look Gavin like Newsom, a nunchuck carrier in Walmart.
And Taylor Swift.
Guess what, motherfucker? Emotional damage.
Well, everybody, thanks for joining us. We appreciate your time. WNBA, hit us up. Time for another podcast at gmail.com. Dude, let's work out some deets on these great plans.
And don't just steal them, because you'll hear from our lawyers.
You can have those for $387,000. We've covered this several times.
Fingerbang Fridays.
27 cents. Yeah. 27 cents.
Time for another podcast.com. Go check us out.
Sloppy Second Sundays. Time
for another.com.
Or time for another.com. Go look there. It's our website.
Give Send us a like, an email, man.
Give us a rate. Give us a review. Come you hang out with
faces.
Us.
See our faces.
We'll have fun.
We love you all.
Deeply.
Cowabunga.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Goodbye, motherfucker!
Racism! Dude, I love that so much. Dude, this game is fucking nuts right now. Holy shit.